Senate tax will come to order. Secretary will take the roll.
Chairman Blaisdell.
Here.
Senator Webb.
Excused.
Senator Barrett.
Here.
Senator Cohenour.
Present.
Senator Hovind.
Yes.
Senator Malik.
Yep.
Senator McLafferty. Senator Pomnikowski.
Here.
Senator Richmond.
Here.
Senator Sayles.
Excused.
Senator Temple.
Yes.
Senator Thomas.
Excused.
Thank you.
Thank you, members. We have one bill today, a study resolution by the good chairman from the House Taxation Committee. With that, I think everybody in the room's pretty up on what needs to be done and said. So with that, we'll open the hearing on House Joint Resolution 22. Welcome, Representative Essman.
Mr. Chairman, members of Senate Taxation Committee, I bring to you Representative Jeff Essman representing House District 54. Excuse me. For the last time in the legislature here. So, I bring to you House Joint Resolution 22. This started late in the interim, the last interim, when the Department of Revenue brought to us a number of concerns they had concerning equities that had arisen due to some quirks in our tax laws. That led to the introduction of three bills, one of which I brought to this committee that is still moldering in your file, dealing with parcels under 1 acre in size. So so what is the issue? The issue is really that we've got an illogical and arbitrary application of the agricultural exemption under our current set of statutes. Between 20 acres and 160 acres, you have to demonstrate that you're a bona fide agricultural operation. Under 20 acres, you might get it if you might get one rate if you produce $1,500 worth of gross receipts on under 20 acres. You might get another one if you don't. And then over 160 acres, you're automatically considered to be qualified to receive the agricultural exemption, whether you make agricultural use of that property or not. So I feel that raises constitutional issues. I believe the Department of Revenue agrees with that. The solution to this policy dilemma, because it is multifaceted, because of all the different parcel sizes, I expect will be quite difficult. And I expect the interim committee, if this study goes forward, will spend a lot of time trying to determine how, in fact, you determine what is a bona fide agricultural operation. But I think that task needs to be undertaken. So that's the reason for the study. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Essman. Are there proponents?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Gene Walborn. I'm the Deputy Director at the Department of Revenue. We want to thank Representative Essman for bringing this forward. We do agree that it's timely. It does seem like there is some quirkiness in the system, and I think hopefully it will rank fairly high and it will be something that we can study. And I do think it will be a little bit of heavy lifting through the study, because I think there is a lot of nuances to the system that we're going to have to flesh out and talk about a little bit. So with that, we urge your support of House Joint Resolution 22. And Mr. Chairman, if you get into a lot of technical stuff, I have with me Bonnie Hamilton today, because I'll be the first to admit I'm not quite the ag guy, and it would be more efficient to ask her some of those questions if you need them.
Thank you, Mr. Walborn and Ms. Hamilton. Further proponents?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bob Story, Montana Taxpayers Association. We support the resolution also. As all of you know, it is a complex issue, but it does need to be looked at. I'm pretty confident that as it's looked at, that most of the things that are in there are going to be fairly well supported as why the policies are what they are. There may be a few things that need to be tweaked a little bit, but I don't really have any great fear of the study causing a major upheaval in the way ag land is valued. What I have a fear of is that not doing a study will cause that upheaval when more and more people don't really understand the basis for the productive value of ag land, and you run the potential of court challenges, which nobody knows how that will work out. So I think it's a good, would be a good use of resources to take a look at this on a pretty broad basis and understand that it's not really been adjusted a lot for, well, in my time in the process, which is over 20 years. A lot of this was done prior to that, so it would be good to look at, I think.
Thank you, Mr. Story. Further proponents? Mr. Semple.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, John Semple, representing Montana Green Growers Association. This spring, we're planting well over 5.5 million acres of crop, and most of that's already green. We look at lines 8 through 12 on page 1 and basically hope that, you know, with speculative purchase at times, that as the good head of the Taxpayers Association said, we want to be sure we're taxed fairly and appropriately. So we also would hope this study would go through. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Semple. Further proponents? Mr. Gilbert.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, Bob Gilbert, G-I-L-B-E-R-T. I'm here today on behalf of myself. Representative Essman covered the 20 to 160 acres to a certain point, but I think the committee needs to know, as a way of information, back in, I think it was 87 or 89, Representative Marian Hansen and I sat down to try to deal with this 20 to 160 acres, because we had certain legislators who were trying to consider that non-productive ag land as improved property. What it would do would drive people off of their property. The same thing is happening up in the Flathead with the like sales of like property. So we drew up a bill. We tried to figure out what we lost when that ag land became non-productive. We lost equipment, we lost cattle, those types of things. And then what was the loss, but still receiving all the county benefits? We came up with 6 times grazing. So being somewhat optimistic, we said, let's do 7. So right now, if you have between 20 and 160 acres non-productive ag land, you are paying 700% more than grazing. It's been on the books for 25, 26, 27 years. I think it was a good move. It did 2 things. It brought the people who had that property into paying for their fair share of government services, and it also kept them from being abused by those people who tried to jack up the rates to the point where if you were on a fixed income, you would be driven off your property. I think it's a great idea to study these issues. I just wanted to make sure that we were clear on this one as to what it did and why we did it. I thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Gilbert. Further proponents? Seeing none, are there opponents? Seeing none, questions from informational witnesses? Questions from the committee? Senator Palmikowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the sponsor, please.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Palmikowski.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Essman, you have a couple of items here that caught my attention. Page 2, line 16, that part of what the study might include is the property's proximity to a city. Then there's also a whereas clause that talks about kind of prospective land acquisition, and that's on page 1, just by virtue of it being close to a city but having value as recreational property. So we have in previous bills discussed how the size of a parcel versus the productivity of a parcel should weigh in ag valuation. And for my district in Bozeman, where we have very small land acreages producing really high quality vegetables and berries and all that kind of stuff, I'm curious about why you would put in proximity to a city, because that gives me some concern for some of the people that grow really, they might be in Bozeman city limits. I'm not sure. Can you give me your perspective on why that's included there?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Palmikowski, yes. The origin of the original ag exemption from market value approach to valuation arose in Yellowstone County outside of Billings, because what was happening there was that the city was undergoing a growth spurt in the early 70s. A lot of farmland west of town, which was you know, sugar beet and productive ground, was being purchased for future development, and then the neighboring farmer got the benefit of paying the same taxes as the former owner next door to him. So it was really an effort to preserve the farm ground around Billings that led to the original exemption, and it was a proximity to a city issue. Okay. So that's archaic, okay. Frankly. It wasn't designed to go after anybody.
Okay. Thank you.
Senator Barrett.
For the sponsor, Representative Essman, I want to express my appreciation to you for the service that you've provided to the legislature. But also ask you whether it's your intention to finish out your term serving on the Revenue and Transportation Interim Committee, or are you just going to dump this in our laps?
Senator Barrett, I intend to not serve on the committee, but I do intend to attend the meetings, because we've got a number of very bright House members that have joined House Taxation. I think they should get the benefit of that, and I can participate quite well from the audience.
Well, we'll miss your expertise.
Thank you.
Thank you. Further questions from the committee? Seeing none. Representative Essman.
Give it a due pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Representative Essman. It's great to have you back up here again. All right, members. There's no Senator Konauer.
Mr. Chairman, I move a due pass on House Joint Resolution 22.
All right. Discussion or questions from the committee? Senator Barrett.
I just want to say that this is really an important study resolution. I there have been a number of them float through here, but I mean, we have been wrestling with this problem in RTIC in this committee for a long time. It is, as everybody said, a difficult question and one that really needs attention. So I'm a strong supporter of having this study resolution done.
Mr. Chairman, I just need to change that to a do concur.
Okay, do concur. All right. Senator Temple.
If I may, Mr. Chair, back in the 80s, I did work for the Department of Revenue, and I seen a problem then, and I spent 18 years as county commissioner. There was issues then, and hopefully this heads in the right direction. I appreciate your consideration on this. Thanks.
Senator Pomnikowski.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I one of the things I like best about this resolution is page 2, line 19, a study include a comparison to other states with similar valuation and taxation of ag property, just so that we do have our own way of doing things, but we don't have to reinvent the wheel either. So if there are solutions or ideas that have been posited by other jurisdictions, I'd be interested to see those.
Thank you, Senator. Further comments? Seeing none, we'll try a voice vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Ayes have it. Do we have a taker to carry it on the floor? Senator Barrett. That members of the committee, I think that wraps it up for us. I think we are finished up. So with that, we are adjourned.